Yeah, I have all the masses this weekend. It gave me an opportunity to read the gospel reading that we had had for many, many years, and the bishops decided they wanted more of the Word of God, so they did a three-year cycle of readings and changed up the readings, the order and all that stuff. So, and here's what I'm getting at is that, so it's the Latin Mass, so they kept that same rotation. And this is Passion Sunday in our great tradition. And the last part of the gospel is the Jews were picking up stones, ready to stone Jesus. And he hid himself and made his way out of the temple. So now you see where this tradition of veiling these images comes from. He hid himself away. Some even say that this is a fasting of the eyes. Such beautiful, sacred beauty with these beautiful statues. And so we almost go, oh, I want those back. They're so beautiful. But an opportunity for us to build up our gratitude for those kinds of things when they're temporarily taken away like they are. But Jesus hid himself away because they were ready to stone him. That's interesting. I mean, he's the Son of God. I mean, he could stand up against a crowd. He's God. But he hid himself away because why? It wasn't his time yet. He wanted to go by the timing of his Father, right? And so we'll see that instead of hiding himself, next weekend when we read the Palm Sunday readings, he'll come in triumphantly atop of a donkey and palm branches are thrown, you know, like you're throwing rose petals or something. But anyways, he comes in out in the open, and it's the beginning of the end, or at least what we think is the end, and we, of course, have Easter that tells us it's not the end at all. All right, am I rambling right now? But the point is this, is that there is times, or there are times, thank you, there are times, Claire's checking my grammar while I'm up here, there are times in our lives where maybe for a time we have to wait for a better time. I've been using the image of, I like those military images because I adore our military, but anyways, it's like a bombing raid. Remember me saying that? And sometimes you gotta dive into the bunker, you know? Jesus, they're getting ready to stone him, so he hid himself away and snuck out of the temple. Sometimes you gotta dive into the bunker and wait for the bombing raid to cease. Then what happens? Do you get up by yourself and go out onto the battlefield and get gunned down because you're by yourself? No, collectively, you get up together and you get back into the battle, collectively. We've been emphasizing that a lot. Why? Because we've suffered through a year of rage, right? Rage. I've been pointing to the two ways in which the devil has manifested himself this past year. Rage. So one of the, we see rage with the Jews that wanted to stone Jesus. In the same gospel, they said, you're demon-possessed. They said he was possessed by the devil, you know? The rage. It reminds me of the lady that when I was in the grocery store and didn't have my mask on, you know? No, I'm just kidding. But it happens to a lot of people that way, I know. But it's this instant rage that everybody's into now. They're attacking each other. One of the terms they've been using is virtue signaling. And virtue signaling basically means that, you know, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know because you're too dumb not to know, okay? So let me inform you. That's kind of how I define virtue signaling. But okay, you know, there's 83 genders now, right? And I'm gonna inform you, and I'm more virtuous because I believe there's 83 genders when you believe there's two, dummy, right? So there's that kind of rage going on these days. And then the other thing is rage and what? Division. Everybody's divided. Well, partly because we're being shouted in our face that there's 83 genders right now, and you gotta comply with that. And, you know, Jesus, you know, fought back in that gospel I'm referring to this morning, is he called a bunch of liars. Wow. Again, he's the Son of God, never sins, okay, but he did that. So there's a time, you know, where you just, you're not a doormat anymore. And you stand up for the truth. I've been saying lately, you can't turn on the news nowadays because every word out of their mouth is a lie. The indoctrination, the propagandizing that's going on in our times is crazy. Because of remote learning, parents are getting horrified because they're actually watching what their teachers are teaching on the screen. You know, what gender do you identify? What pronoun do you identify by? And so on. Learning to hate America, all of this stuff. We're being propagandized. We're being lied to in our times. And I believe it's come very, very fast. Like, say, this is the one-year anniversary right about this time, this week, I think, of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And from that point on, a year ago, you comply or you're a grandma killer or whatever, right? And then they utilize that to gain power. Once they gain power, now you have to pick one of the 83 genders. And you will sit down and you will shut up. Do you see what's going on? It's coming that fast. It's coming that fast. And that's what I've been saying, is that sometimes you gotta dash for the bunker. And I think we're passing through that now. But what do you do while you're in the bunker, okay? You strategize. You get together with your comrades, with your battle buddies, and you strategize. Okay, once this bombing raid's over, we're getting up together and we're going to fill in the blank. I mean, we gotta do something. And I've been saying too, you know, happy spring, by the way, everyone. Yesterday was the first day of spring. And I've been saying, you know, this very dark winter, politicians have been calling it, this very dark winter, it's felt that way in a lot of ways. But here we are in spring. Here we are entering Holy Week. You know, here we are about to experience what people thought was the end of Christ and Christianity, but it wasn't. It was a brand new beginning, resurrected. The church sprang forward. It blossomed, and it covered the whole planet with the flowers that are Christians. The positive influence, the beautiful people that hold such truths as you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal. And we're up against an opposition that says, well, of course you lie, cheat, and steal if that gets you power. You do anything. You abuse a virus. You know, whatever it takes. You know, you use it. Because power is what we want. You know, let our southern border, I mean, I could go on forever. Let our southern border be overtaken. So you get more votes. More people that are dependent on the government. They're flooding the system. To gain power. You flowers can't do that. Because why? Jesus said, I will set my law on their hearts. Actually, that comes from the Old Testament. I'll set my law on their hearts. They will be my people and I will be their God. We get to a point, don't we, where we're so at one with God, so in tune with God, so believing in God, that it becomes impossible to do things other than God's way. We're one with them. And so when we're tempted to sin, or when we're tempted to lie, cheat, or steal, I can't do that. I've been using the phrase, well, of course I can't do that. Under the power of grace, I always tell people it's easy to avoid sin under that power. And it's easy to follow the will of God. And so, yes, there's division. Why? Because those who have the law written in their hearts, you flowers, you springtime flowers who are beautifying this planet, you who have this word written in your hearts, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. In other words, there's a God's way and there's a betray God's way. We're divided because the betray God contingent army has risen up. This weekend I've been using the image of the Battle of Lepanto, 1571. The Turks, as the story's told, were coming in to deal the last blow of a weakened Christianity. This is our time, the Turks said. We got this. We're going to take them out. Pope Pius V called Don John of Austria. Let's get everybody unified. Let's take all the remnant armies that are left and let's get them unified. And he nicknamed them the Holy League. And then he called upon the whole world to depend on the power of the rosary. Everybody prayed the rosary. 1571, here comes the Turk, and they're still outnumbered, even though they collected what was left of the remnant armies of Christianity. But they had the power of God. They beat their behind. On the front ship, they had the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It said that when Pius V got word that they won, he started doing a dance in the Vatican. But then he got down on his knees. And he thanked Our Lady for her powerful intercession. He thanked God. We're being invaded. Call it what you want. Radical secularism, progressivism, leftist, whatever you want to call it. It's an anti-God, a betraying God movement that believes this is their time. It believes they can deal the last blow. You flowers, you remnant forces need to unite. We need to unite. We need to be a powerful force to be reckoned with under the power of God. We can't sit on our couches and behind our computer screens and our desks and just gripe about stuff. We got to rise up. The grain of wheat just remains a grain of wheat unless it dies to our own selfish wants and desires, and instead says, I'm in. Sign me up. It breaks out, right, from its hard husk of self-centeredness, and it reaches its greatest potential. You know what your greatest potential is? To be as godly as you can possibly be. And you know what God is? He's love. And you know what love is? Complete, humble selflessness. God says, I don't matter, you matter. He tells us that that's who you were created to be. You're the flowers. You're the beauty. You're the new life. You're the springtime. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. But our first move, okay? We're in the bunker now. We're in the bunker. Our first move has to be, let's unite. Let's get our strategies together. Let's brainstorm. Let's figure this out. Let's see how we can burst out from our hard husk, out of the ground and up in the air, to produce the best and the most fruit as we possibly can. How are we going to do that? I can't wait to brainstorm with y'all as we sit in our bunkers, as we wait for just the right time, as Jesus did. And so, my brothers and sisters, 1 week left till Holy Week. Second day of spring. I don't know about you, but I'm going in. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.